state. It's 22 away from 6. Indigenous children in remote Australia have the highest rates of ear disease in the world. And it hasn't helped having a border that's been going up and down and up again for more than a year now, because it means it's harder to get specialists in and out of remote communities. But could there be a solution on the horizon in the form of an app? Dr. Al Rahim Habib is from the University of Sydney, and he's developed some very interesting technology. Good morning there.
Good morning, how are you today?
I'm okay. Can you remind us how damaging ear disease can be?
It's a devastating condition. So I really appreciate this opportunity to talk about this issue on the air. So ear disease affects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people much higher and disproportionately than non-Aboriginal individuals. And it can lead to devastating effects on speech and language in future.
Oh, I think we've got some connection issues there with Rahim. You there,
yeah, can you hear me now?
Ah, that's better. Yeah.
Good, good.
You were talking about the impacts of ear disease?
Yes, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children have the highest rates of ear disease in the world. And it's quite devastating in terms of speech and language performance, development, social isolation, academic performance, and downstream effects on employment and future rates of incarceration. So it's a significant public health issue that's been evaluated by a number of groups for a number of years, but it's persisted in these communities.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, an ear infection that can be cleared up. This has really long-term ongoing issues. I mean, it was already difficult to get ear, nose and throat specialists to remote communities, and I imagine that would have been even harder during this pandemic. What have been your observations?
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's really it. You know, with the pandemic, things have changed in terms of accessibility to these communities. And now we're seeing this emergence of telecommunication and telemedicine networks where, you know, we're relying on community partnerships for individuals in those particular areas to do some baseline screening and ear testing. And we're harnessing telecommunication networks to relay that information back to our ENTs who may reside in metropolitan areas, but can look at pictures, can look at audiograms and sympathograms, and start to formulate a plan for treatment, which can then be filtered back and relayed to our community partners.
So what you're talking about here is the app that would essentially provide that remote assistance?
Well, the app is the next extension. So right now, we're very fortunate that in Australia, we have these established partnerships and outreach programs, which a number of good people have spent time and their energy creating. And it's established this framework where nurses are trained and healthcare workers are trained to look inside the ear and gather information to relay back to an ENT. And what we've done with our project called drumbeat.ai is that we've taken that level of care to another level where we've decided and applied a computer artificial intelligence algorithm to look at a number of ear pictures, audiograms and tympanograms, and formulate a triage score that can then be relayed to the local health worker in real time, where they can have an up-to-date information, an idea of the severity of the ear that they're evaluating.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. My guest is Dr. Al Rahim Habib from the University of Sydney. He's talking about some technology that he is behind, essentially an app helping address ear disease in remote communities. I mean, that relies on, I guess, some sort of a quality internet connection, though.
There's a number of different areas that we're exploring, and we're very fortunate with the funding from the Guyer Pass and Ronnie Williams Foundation to provide us the opportunity to start exploring how we can integrate this technology into communities. And we're exploring ways of using smartphones, otoscopes, or ear cameras, or even offline sources where we can download the app onto computers that can be accessed without the need for internet. And that's one of the major issues that we're identifying is access to adequate connectivity. And so we're thinking of different techniques where we can get around that and really get this technology on the ground.
Yeah, and I guess also it's about the computer literacy as well. You need the people using the technology to understand how it works and how they can access it. I guess that's part of it as well, the education.
Yeah, it's another really important part of it because this technology is trying to bridge a gap where if you're in a rural and remote area, we generally have a very difficult time finding an audiologist or an ear, nose, and throat specialist. But we have nurses and local healthcare workers that can be an extension. And I think what we're trying to do now is empower them to have more confidence when they look in the ear and have a tool that can help them identify the level of severity. But you're absolutely right. This depends heavily on training our staff and improving that computer literacy.
Sounds great. When do you think this technology would be available in WA's remote communities?
Look, we're working hard to have something ready in the near future. We're looking for more collaboration, more funding from different partners that would allow us to really integrate into these existing outreach programs. So I think in the next few years we'll have something that we'd be proud of, that is accurate and reliable, that can integrate with existing outreach services.
Awesome. Nice to talk to you about this new technology. All the best.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
No worries. Dr. El Rahim Habib from the University of Sydney. ABC Radio WA with Stan Shaw. It is 16 away from 6.